A freight rail strike could be on the horizon after news today that members of a large freight rail union voted down a tentative labor contract. The Biden administration helped broker that contract in September. Remember, there was much celebration. It includes wage increases, but workers say their concerns about unpredictable schedules still haven't been addressed. And some officials have estimated if there is a strike, it could cost the economy more than $2 billion a day. Lorianne Larocco is senior editor at CNBC Business News. She's also a columnist at American Shipper. That's the trade publication. She's at CNBC's global headquarters in New Jersey. So, Lorianne, tell us, this contract had a mixed response. Now, a union voting against it. How likely is a strike?
A strike is most definitely probable, and here's why. So now you have four unions that have voted against ratification. The largest of the unions was the SMART-TD, which voted today. But there are varying timelines, if you will, with the unions, because based on their negotiation contracts, they all have their own end dates. And the date that all logistics folks around the country are looking at is December 5th. And that is the day that the Signalman's Union will be striking. And I spoke with the head of one of the largest unions this morning, BLET. While they voted to ratify the deal today, they told me they will stand shoulder to shoulder with the BRS, which is the Signalman's Union, in their strike.
Yeah.
And so there you go.
Yeah, and talk about this big concern. We're reading some of the claims, given to us by the New York Times, for instance, that says the tentative agreement would have allowed workers to take off up to three times each year for a routine medical appointment without risking disciplinary action. Three times a year? It seems pretty stringent. Tell us more about this complaint.
Sure. Well, it's really one of the sticking points, if you will, as it relates to the rail labor community. They really are looking at quality of life issues. They are considered essential workers. And so they are on call 24/7. And there have been instances where, labor heads have told me members have been fired because they went to their father's funeral. They could not give enough notice to take the time off. People cannot take sick time off, so you have folks that are working sick. And so today you have the Signalman's Union and another union, the BMWED. They're meeting with the carriers yet again to ask for additional time off. But every time that they have meetings with these railroad carriers, the answer is always no.
Okay. What do the companies say about the questions about scheduling?
What I have been told is that they say, well, we give time off. So why are you arguing for more time off? The problem is the ability to schedule. And so that has been a problem time and time again. Earlier this past year, you probably reported on how that there were hundreds of people quitting the railroads because of the attendance policy that we are discussing. So this is something that is ongoing. And until it's really 100% resolved, you're not going to have that anger go away.
Yeah. And just in the less than a minute we have, in the past, Congress has gotten involved in labor disagreements when, there's legislation that might delay or stop a strike. Are you seeing anything like that on the horizon?
Most definitely. Back in September, there was a bill that was circulated around to stop a strike. If one happened, and then a similar bill is going around Congress right now. But remember, Congress is off right now for Thanksgiving, and they do not come back until the Senate comes back on Monday, the House comes back on Tuesday. Strike preps could start as early as next Monday. So the clock is ticking for Congress.
Right, and $2 billion a day, some estimates of what the economy could lose. Just very, very briefly, remind us,
the
role of freight trains.
Look around your room, look around your studio. Everything that's in your, a lot of it is moved by train.
Yeah.
So it's really, it affects everybody.
Yeah. Lorianne Larocco, senior editor at CNBC Business News. What a thought to leave us with. Look around. It was probably brought to you on a freight train. Lorianne, thank you.
Thanks for having me.